This is the third year that a young flock of whooping cranes has followed ultralight aircraft out of central Wisconsin and headed for Florida. Each of the first 2 years, one of the birds was injured along the way and died or had to be euthanized. But this fall, all 16 whoopers that left Nisida made it to Florida's Chassahowitzka Wildlife Refuge. Heather Ray is with Operation Migration, which is one of the agencies in a coalition trying to reestablish a migrating whooping crane population in the eastern U.S. Ray is ecstatic that all the birds stayed alive.
You know, every bird is priceless as far as we're concerned, and we're always saddened when we lose one. But we have to remember that in the wild, a lot more cranes would not have made the flight. You know, our success rate when compared to that of the wild flock is way up there.
The wild flock is an established flock of whoopers that migrates between Canada and Texas. Ray is also happy that in this year's migration, one bird that actually began the trip in a van after having minor surgery before the migration recovered quickly to join the 15 birds that flew out of Nisida.
She had a real high social status within the flock prior to the surgery, and you know, if it was a bird that was low on the dominant scale, we would have been a little more concerned just because the social hierarchy is so important when it comes to cranes. But she resumed her status pretty quickly once she was reunited with the flock.
This year's flock of cranes joins most of the cranes from the previous 2 years of the experiment. Those cranes made the southerly migration on their own. No major changes are planned for the birds at the Florida Refuge. Last year, steps were taken to protect the cranes from bobcats. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.